The unrest that's challenged governments in various Arab countries, including Syria, is a cause for anxiety in Israel. It fears instability along its borders, both to the north with Syria and to the south with Egypt. This week, Israeli officials warned about a possible plot by Palestinian militants to launch a new terrorist attack near the Israeli-Egyptian border. An attack there less than 2 weeks ago led to heightened tensions between the two countries. Since then, Israel has increased its security presence in the south of the country. The World's Matthew Bell recently toured parts of Israel's southwestern border and filed this report.
Major Matan Malka starts up a tank-like vehicle called an achzarit, the word means cruel in Hebrew. As a combat officer, Malka spends a lot of time in one of these, driving along the border fence that separates Israel from the Gaza Strip.
Even in the tank or most armored vehicle, you don't safe.
Not safe, Malka says, because of the variety of threats posed by Gaza militants.
We had anti-tank missile threat, ID threat, sniper threat, mortar threat, rocket. I think that for the civilians that live here, this is a state of war.
Israel's border with Gaza is heavily militarized. The Israelis have deployed a new high-tech anti-missile system called Iron Dome that shoots down rockets. They also use a sophisticated network of drones, remote-controlled weapons, and electronic surveillance devices along the border fence and inside Gaza. But Malka says a lot of the day-to-day work of defending southern Israel is still done by soldiers like him.
It's very hard, but we understand why we're here. We understand that if we don't do that, the Israeli people get hurt, and we don't want that to happen.
Malka says Palestinian militants from Gaza are constantly developing their capabilities. In recent weeks, for example, he says an improvised explosive device injured an Israeli tank commander. The case of Gilad Shalit also has to be on the minds of Israeli soldiers. He was kidnapped while patrolling near Gaza in 2006 by militants who tunneled their way into Israel. At the southern end of Israel's border with Gaza, trucks loaded with things like building materials, car parts, and household appliances line up at the Kerem Shalom crossing terminal. It's a reminder of the challenge for Israel to balance its security needs with the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
You see that the Israeli policy is to try to enlarge as much as we can the ability of the Palestinians to have a normal life.
Army Captain Amitai Cohen grew up near the Gaza border in the town of Sderot, which has been hit by huge numbers of rockets and mortars in recent years. Cohen says people there, including members of his own family, believe the army should take a harsher line with the Palestinians.
For them, it's hard to understand because they say, if we suffer, why are you helping them? For my concern, and in a very, very broad way of seeing the situation today, we understand that to make sure the civilian life will have a very normal way of life, this is an Israeli interest. Nobody wants a humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
But not everyone believes Israel is striking the right balance. Carl Skembri is with the aid group Oxfam, and he spoke to me from Gaza City. He says a country has every right to ensure its security, but the buffer zone the Israeli military maintains inside the border fence is an example of how Israel goes too far.
We're talking about up to 30% of Gaza's agricultural land, and this includes some of the best water wells. Thousands of people have been displaced from there, or else they're facing incursions and the threat of gunfire whenever they go to work on their land.
After a spate of Palestinian rocket attacks and Israeli airstrikes, the Gaza border has been relatively quiet in recent days. Israeli officials are sending very public warnings, though, about what will follow another terror attack like the one on August 18th. Israel's top general yesterday told Palestinian militants that, quote, it would be best not to test our strength. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.